For me, it's always been a hobby. Once again, I've been doing it not for money, 100%. When the earnings came in, it was a wonderful surprise. But again, it wasn't there in the beginning. That's not why I started doing the videos, and that's not why I'm doing it still. So it never really feels like a job, particular, or work. And I never treat it as a job. It's more of a just a creative output out there. As far as the vision for the community, I think that we're going to become some type of a side therapy, like kind of like aromatherapy, mm-hmm. or massage therapy, or sound therapy as well, for example. So we're going to be just a part of that, more like a meditation level type of therapy that's not necessarily doctor prescribed, mm-hmm. but something that seems to work on a lot of people. I think that we will be more spread out, and our categories are going to be branching out from the ASMR community and becoming its own entity, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
Such as like eating videos right now are a thing, even though it's a part of ASMR trigger.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much on its own now, and it's just under an umbrella of the word ASMR, but it's a totally different part of YouTube now. So I think we'll see more and more of that, that the separation of the categories from ASMR into its own name. I think people all over the world will start treating it as a real thing more and more, and possibly adapt it into the profession that they are in, like mm-hmm. doctors actually using softer voices to make their patient be more comfortable. And customer service people will try to be more soft-spoken as well to keep the customer more balanced and happy, because I've noticed that works a lot. And for me personally, I just hope that, you know, people will still watch me a couple of years from today as well and won't forget me. It's all right. I'm trying to do as much as I can. That's all that matters to me, and I think I will grow into something bigger and bigger and bigger, and we probably don't even know how far we'll get right now, but we're very much at the early stages.